finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about Psalms and Proverbs, guidance for all times. This week, we're turning our attention to hope for a Savior, Jesus in the Old Testament. This significant truth is embedded throughout the Bible long before his birth in Bethlehem. From prophecies to profound sorrow, every element directs us to the hope of the forthcoming Messiah. Our narrative begins in the Garden of Eden, where humanity's errors led to pain and separation. Yet even there, amidst the grief, God sowed a seed of hope for future redemption. If you have your Bibles, please open to Genesis 3:15. It states, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." You know, this verse often is referred to as the first gospel, which encapsulates God's direct message to the serpent, representative of Satan, with a proclamation of ongoing conflict. However, within that battle lies a profound promise. A unique descendant, her seed, will ultimately crush the serpent's head. This imagery is powerful. A decisive blow to evil, even though not without sacrifice. These seeds' heel will be injured. Painful, yet not fatal, indicating a suffering that leads to ultimate triumph. For centuries, this has been recognized as the earliest prophecy of Jesus Christ, born of a woman without a human father, destined to break the chains of sin and death. This victory resonates like a heartbeat through history, dating back to the fall of creation. Now, fast forward with me to the era of Isaiah, and we find ourselves in a world rift with political turmoil and spiritual decline. Even in that contents, Isaiah's words shine through the darkness like a bright light, predicting a future that is both remarkable and redemptive. Turn to Isaiah 9, and we're going to look at 6 through 7, which states, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Isaiah does not simply depict a human ruler. He imagines a child born and a son given, a phrase that suggests a divine origin. Following this, we see the remarkable titles, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. These titles reflect God's wisdom, strength, and eternal authority. Through this prophecy, Isaiah presents Jesus as both completely human and completely divine. His reign transcends earthly governance It creates an everlasting kingdom of peace and righteousness, rooted in the legacy of David, but lasting far beyond it, from this time forth and forevermore. Then Isaiah shifts from a victorious king to a grieving servant. Isaiah 53 is one of the most significant prophetic texts in the Old Testament, often called the suffering servant. To summarize, Isaiah 53, the chapter begins with the servant being misunderstood and overlooked. He is portrayed as unattractive and ordinary, causing people to reject and scorn him. Despite his innocence, the servant bears the grief and sorrows of others. He is wounded and crushed for humanity's sin, and through his suffering, others discover peace and healing. Like a lamb being led to slaughter, he remains silent and does not defend himself. His death, though unjust, serves a purpose, fulfilling a divine plan. It was the Lord's intention for the servant to endure suffering, transforming his life into an offering for sin. As a result, many find justification and he is exalted following his humiliation. Those who are acquainted with the gospel accounts of Jesus' crucifixion often find it remarkable how closely this prophecy corresponds with those events. Isaiah 53 stands as a powerful testament to God's foresight and his grand redemptive scheme. It suggests that the Messiah would not only be a victorious king, but also a suffering servant who willingly sacrifices his life as a ransom for many, taking on sin. Now, let's turn our attention to the Psalms, which convey Israel's worship, sorrow, and hope. Psalms 22 is an extraordinary prophetic psalm attributed to David that vividly depicts the suffering of one who will be wounded for sin. It begins with a cry of despair. My God, why have you forsaken me? It's a soul laid bare, longing for God's presence both day and night, yet finding no solace. These haunting words, later echoed by Jesus on the cross, were not arbitrary. They anchor a prophecy rich in sorrow and redemption. The suffering intensifies. It portrays him as less than human, ridiculed, and mocked. Bystanders insult him, twisting his faith in God into cruel taunts. If God delights in him, let him save me, is a reflection of the insults directed at Jesus. Then it transitions into physical agony. The imagery is stark, bones dislocated, a heart melting like wax, mouth dry beyond relief. The agony of crucifixion is revealed through poetic metaphor long before it becomes a historical fact. The suffering individual is surrounded by foes, like dogs closing in, his hands and feet pierced, his bones laid bare for all to see. And then, with chilling precision, his garments are divided, and lots are cast to claim what remains. The psalm serves as a prophetic glimpse into the future, articulating a sorrow that would ultimately be realized at Calvary. As we wrap up, take a moment to consider the incredible unity and foresight of God's design. Starting from the initial reference in Genesis 3:15, which foretells a conqueror of evil, to Isaiah's depiction of a glorious king in Isaiah 9, and to the profound detailed account of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53, culminating in the heart-wrenching cry for the cross in Psalms 22. The Old Testament is rich with prophecies that find their ultimate realization in Jesus Christ. These passages are not isolated. They are woven together in a grand tapestry, unveiling a continuous and evolving story of redemption. The Old Testament not only suggests the arrival of a Savior, but also elaborates on his ancestry, nature, mission, suffering, and final triumph. That brings us to a question. Why is this significant for us today? Well, because it bolsters our faith. It affirms that God's plan is eternal, intentional, and sovereign. It shows that Jesus was not merely a backup plan or an afterthought, but the fulfillment of a promise made long before the world was created. It instills profound confidence in the trustworthiness of God's word and the unwavering truth of the gospel. The anticipation of a Savior, which began at the very beginning of our history, developed and matured throughout centuries of prophecy, leading to the glorious moment when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Therefore, the Old Testament is not just a historical narrative. It is a beautiful prelude to the greatest love story ever told. The story of God pursuing us, redeeming us, and offering us eternal hope through His Son, Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Old Testament, a beacon of hope pointing to our coming Savior. We praise You for the prophecies and promises embedded throughout Your pages, revealing Your divine plan for redemption. Open our eyes to see Jesus in every foreshadowing, every sacrifice, and every glimpse of Your unfailing love. Strengthen our faith as we anticipate His arrival, and fill us with the blessed assurance that in Him, all Your promises find their glorious yes and amen. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this wonderful journey on why the Old Testament still matters. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.